Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We just talked about canoeing and kayaking. It's a lot of fun. You're talking about a river like the Mississippi. There are a whole lot of ways to enjoy that area, that river and the land around it, other than just kayaking or canoeing. Our guest today, Reggie McLeod, is the editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. He's been a guest many times on the program, and it's always great to have him come by to talk about the Mississippi. Maybe you're a fan of the Mississippi. I hope you'll join in with your own experiences or interesting spots along the Mississippi that you like to visit and share with us. Maybe you have a favorite place to go for wildlife sightings, or maybe it's the fall colors or the water sports, cultural or historical events. Maybe it's a favorite place to stay to eat or drink. I hope we'll hear from you. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post a question or a comment or a photo even on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And Reggie McLeod, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Oh, thank you, Larry. I always enjoy it.
Yeah, always a lot of fun. And as I was talking about all of the different things that you can do to enjoy the Mississippi River and the areas, the land around it, I was thinking, well, gee, Reggie, he covers all that in his book,
in
his magazine.
And I have a lot of that fun, too, in the process. So, yeah.
it's for those who aren't familiar with Big River Magazine, how'd you get started and what is it all about?
Well, I started it in 1993. I had done a lot of freelance writing for newspapers and magazines, including the Milwaukee Journal and Sentinel, which were two papers back then. And I always liked doing stories on the Mississippi River the best. So I was always trying to find an excuse to get out there with someone who knew a lot about the river, who would kind of show me around and answer questions. And I just loved that best, and it kind of evolved into a newsletter, which evolved into the magazine that we have now. So we cover the 400 miles of river between the Twin Cities and the Quad Cities, which includes the entire border of Wisconsin, where the river flows. In fact, that's kind of right in the middle of our coverage.
Yeah, and you, of course, you write, but you have contributors, too. Who are the contributors?
Oh, yeah, we have people all over, actually. We have a couple of folks that write a lot in the office here. Pam Iden and Molly McGuire write for the magazine frequently. We have Dean Klinkenberg down in St. Louis. We have Bob Deck, who's a pilot, riverboat pilot up in the Twin Cities. Ryan Johnson's a kayak guide who has a business guiding people on the river. He's been writing a lot for us the last few issues, actually, and he's got a story coming up in the next issue as well. So we have writers up and down the river. Connie Cherba down in Dubuque, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's got to be fun. Skip and Lady Smith has something for us, so let's go there. Skip, hi. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I just wanted to share that 25 years ago, at that time, we went down from Hudson, Wisconsin, and went to St. Charles, Missouri, and pulled into a marina to get fuel, and the gentleman come out and asked where us kids were going, and we were going to St. Louis to get married, and we ended up parking our boat there, and lo and behold, John and Glenna were our new adopted parents, which took care of us. There was no public landing or place to park your boat in St. Louis, so they said, well, you kids can't go down there. And so they gave us a ride to a Red Roof Inn, and we ended up spending the night there. And it's a long story, but we had 9 days on the Great Mississippi, and we had a half an hour of rain in that whole time. And we had a little ski boat, 15-foot ski boat, and we were like lobsters by the time we got down and back. It took 4.5 days down. And it took 4.5 days back. And we learned a lot. If you're going to do it a marine radio would really come in handy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Skip, for calling. Oh, do you get a lot of stories like that, Reggie, when you, people find out what you do?
Oh, yeah. And there are a lot of people that, that go down the entire length of the Mississippi River, and that's amazing. And I think this summer had more than usual. People often kayak it or canoe it, or they have rafts or contraptions they built themselves very often. And I think there were more than usual, but part of the reason that I thought that was a friend in La Crosse, John Sullivan, who's canoed the entire river and many of the other rivers, has been kind of keeping track of a lot of them and helping them out when they go through La Crosse. So kind of watching his Facebook page, it seemed like they were almost lined up on the river coming down, and they're still coming down, actually. Some of them left as recently as a week or two ago from Lake Itasca up in northern Minnesota. So,
well, I'll tell you what, a great time to be doing it. I mean, you know, the fall colors, as an example, the fall colors is kind of like the perfect time.
Oh, gee, yeah. I was out on Sunday afternoon fishing, and I kind of drifted in my solo canoe down through a backwater and would pull up on the sandbars and fish. And I had such a good time. The weather was so perfect on Sunday, and I brought home dinner, and When I left the landing, there was the biggest eagle I've ever seen was up in this dead old tree right across the slough from some folks that were catching sunfish. And when I went by him, I said, well, you've got help there. And they said, oh, and he even flies down once in a while to take a closer look. So it was just, it was kind of like a dream. It was so beautiful.
Oh, but, man.
You know, and you mentioned the colors. I should mention the overlooks. There's a lot of great overlooks on the bluffs along the river. The bluffs are 400 to 500 feet high. And from some of them, you can see, oh, gosh, a 30 or 40-mile stretch of the river. And it's just stunning this time of year. And we have the Big River Travel Map, which is, if you go to our website, bigrivermagazine.com, and on the homepage right at the top, there's a link to the travel map. And if you go on that, it's a Google map with different features on our stretch of the river, that 400 miles of river. And the blue markers mark almost 50 overlooks along the river.
Wow.
And this is the best time to go up there. And there are ones that you can give you a good hike to get up there, like Barn Bluff and Red Wing and Latch State Park in Minnesota here above Winona, Brady's Bluff at Perot State Park in Trempealeau, the Effigy Mound Monument down there by Marquette, Iowa. But there are others like Buena Vista in Alma and Pikes Peak in McGregor at Pikes Peak State Park in Iowa, and Wyalusing State Park by Prairie du Chien on the Wisconsin and Mississippi rivers, where you can drive right up to the overlook. I mean, you can just drive right up and walk a short distance and have a view as good as any place that you would hike to. So there's such a great variety of those, and I always spend time at those places in the fall because it's terrific. It's like it.
No, you're absolutely right. There's no better place in my estimation than along those bluffs when the trees are in full color. Man, it's beautiful.
Yeah, even walking to the bluffs, if you're into a hike going through the woods up to those bluffs, you go through such a variety of different types, different tree species, and different colors, and even the smells are just overwhelming. Sometimes you get those fall.
No.
Yeah.
you're making me envious. I wish I was over by you right about now. Tom in Northeast Iowa has something. Tom, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hey, great to be on the show, and I love Big River Magazine. It stuck out at me off the shelves years ago. One of my best friends is a taxidermist and runs Big River Taxidermy out of Lansing, Iowa.
Okay.
And so I picked up the magazine, read it, and, you know, it pretty much epitomizes what I feel is the Mississippi River as being one of the most awesome geographical areas in the United States. I've grown up fishing and hunting from the valleys all the way up from the Twin Cities all the way down to Quincy, Illinois, and it never ceases to amaze me how versatile, how diverse, and then also how beautiful it is, and like you guys have commented, especially right now. And the businesses and the people along the way, the characters that you find up and down the river, the interesting, hardworking people that a lot of the River Road is not commercialized yet. They're still the same hardworking people that are running businesses like the Bright Spot Bar and Restaurant in DeSoto, Wisconsin, and a lot of the other places. They're just good down-home folks that are hammering out a living, running a business like it should be run. And I don't think in my lifetime, I'm 49 now and I moved up to Waukon, Iowa to get closer to the river. I don't think in a lifetime I'll ever be able to explore it all, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we get people ask me if we're going to run out of story ideas, and we've been doing this for just shy of 22 years, and I tell them, and this is the absolute truth, for every story we do, we get two or three new ideas. I mean, it's it's really interesting, but there's a lot of interesting things to write about and talk about and see and visit.
How about fishing and hunting? Any fishing and hunting articles coming up in Big River Magazine?
Well, actually, the November-December issue, we're featuring hunting in there, and we have a story by Kenny Solway about a swamp buck. And
I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah, we have a couple book reviews that have to do with hunting and fishing. And, yeah, that's our hunting and fishing issue. But we, you know, give our own spin to it. In fact, we have an article about a group in southwestern Wisconsin that brings handicapped and, you know, disabled people out to hunt and fish.
Hunt and fish. Wow. Well, we'll talk some more about some of those stories with our guest, Reggie McLeod, right after this look at the news. Stay with us. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. There are a lot of great rivers around, but few have the fabled history and image of the mighty Mississippi. So glad you could join us today as we talk about it with Reggie McLeod. Reggie is the editor and publisher of Big River Magazine. And Reggie, thanks again for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Larry.
I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. If you have a question or maybe a story to share about the river, I hope you'll join us, or the land around it, or all the events that take place. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Doug in Lancaster's been waiting a while, so let's just go to Doug. Thank you for waiting. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. Really, I'm glad to hear about the magazine. I will have to start checking it out, subscribing to it, because being out here in this area, the river has definitely become an important part of my life. I ride a motorcycle, being a biker. I'm on the river almost every weekend, much to my wife's detriment. But this time of year is, as stated previously, it is absolutely gorgeous to go through Wyalusing, to go through Cassville, through Governor Dodge State Park, take a stop at Stonefield Village while you're down there. And just getting around is gorgeous. My wife was apprehensive to go with me on the motorcycle until we went out last weekend. And when she saw the fall colors from the back, she said, when are we going again? So thank you for publishing this and getting the word out there, because between here and all the way up to La Crosse is probably some of the most beautiful country that you can think of around here.
Yeah, I would certainly agree. Reggie, comment?
Oh, yeah, I agree, too. And, in fact, today a couple of old high school buddies of mine from Michigan are driving down on their motorcycles from Red Wing. They've kind of come across Lake Superior to Duluth and are coming down the river, and they've never followed the river down here before, so I'm going to show them around, and I'm interested in hearing what they thought of it, because I told them to go around on the Wisconsin side of Lake Pepin on their way down, because that's really a terrific ride, too. And I expect them to be pretty pumped up about it by the time they get here. It's a great ride.
Sounds wonderful.
It's good in a car or on a bicycle, too, as well.
But, yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Doug, thank you. Pauline in Round Lake, Illinois, thank you for calling. Hi.
Yeah, thanks. This is really cool. It's Polly like want a cracker. Anyway, my daughter and a friend are on their way toward the end of their trip down the Mississippi right now. Their last stop was Natchez, but they're in a canoe. And they're doing it. They did it all the way down, and I just want people to know that it's they left actually from Indiana down the Wabash to the Ohio, and then down the Mississippi because they couldn't get up that far. But I'll tell you, it's a lot of nice people. The Wabash River was wonderful because it was built for the canal people that were going, and there's a little town. Like, after every day's journey on the canoe, there would be a little town for them to stop. And down the Mississippi, you're allowed to camp out on the islands and along, you know, the banks, wherever pretty much. And it's open. All the islands are free camping.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to mention, too. Up here in our stretch, the Upper Mississippi River Wildlife and Fish Refuge extends from Lake Pepin by Wabasha, Minnesota, all the way down to the Quad Cities. And that's about 250 miles of the river is a wildlife refuge. And there's camping. There's a lot of nice beaches to camp on. And the fall is really a terrific time to paddle the river because there are fewer boats, and you can wear long sleeves if you're in a mosquito-y place, and not all the islands have mosquitoes on them. And the river right now, finally, we've had a lot of flooding over the summer, but it's very little current on it now. It's quite low. It's easy to paddle upstream, actually, in most places. And it's beautiful. But if you get out there during the week and paddle, you can go for a long time and not see people. And even Sunday afternoon, I was on the main channel for a while, and that was pretty busy on Sunday. But then when I was on that little slough fishing, I think I was out there for several hours, and I saw two boats the whole time. and that's just there. And that's a Sunday afternoon. There are very few places you can go to where and have that much quiet and privacy. It's because it's very complex. The river is a couple miles wide in many places with all those islands and backwater channels. And a lot of boaters, unless they're familiar, don't want to take motorboats into those places because they can, break their propeller on the bottom or on a closing dam or something like that. So that gives the paddlers an advantage. You know, it's easy to get into a lot of places that other boaters might be a little shy of.
You know, I got an email from my good friend, old friend, Tim Isley, outdoor writer, who subscribes to your magazine, by the way.
Okay. So,
and he mentioned that, you know, there are some good trips. Friends of the Arboretum, the Natural Resources Foundation has some fall trips. I know the Friends of the Arboretum ones are filled, but the Natural Resources Foundation fall trips on the Mississippi River, are always a lot of fun. And I noticed that he said that according to an email he just had gotten, there's still a few openings for the Natural Resources Foundation trip. So, those are a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good to get out there, especially if you're not familiar with it. You know, you have a guide and that can point out things to you, too. I took two groups of people out the Sunday before last from the River Alliance of Wisconsin.
Mm.
They did pontoon trips out of Alma, and we traveled downstream, and I was, you know, waving my arms around and pointing out stuff and came upstream. And then we went up on the overlook on that Buena Vista Park above Alma and looked at a lot of the same stretch of river from above. And that was really a lot of fun.
Oh, those are great times. Barry in Monroe, thank you for calling. Hi.
Yes, good evening or good morning. I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents worth in here. I'm in a boating club. It's a single brand called the Sea Dory. And for years, we've been having our annual gathering at various points along the river. Two or three years at Gutenberg, then a couple years at Dubuque, and this year we were down at Alton, Illinois. I want to expand on what we've seen, but we've cruised up and down, all of us, from around the Midwestern states for years and years. And I personally have been up through Red Wing, and I've stopped Hudson and Prescott and the other various other parts.
Oh, we're losing him.
Oh,
I'm sorry, we lost him, Barry. He probably can't hear me now because I can't hear him.
Yeah.
Too bad. But a boat club, and there are other boat clubs. I'm sure you've been in contact or familiar with some of them.
Oh yeah, and there are, one of the coolest events on the Mississippi River is the Great River Rumble, and that's a group of people, kind of an informal, well, I shouldn't say informal, they're very well organized, but they have a one-week trip every summer, and usually at least part of it's on the Mississippi, and I paddled for two days with them on the lower Wisconsin and then on the Mississippi River from Wyalusing Park down to Guttenberg, Iowa, and boy, that was a lot of fun. That was in July. But there are a lot of fall color cruises this time of year, too. And there are some commercial ones as well. A lot of towns will have cruise boats. There are eco-tour boats that go out in the backwaters with guides. There's even a paddle wheeler. Well, it's like a paddle wheeler, the Twilight down in LeClaire, Iowa, that makes a fall color tour that comes all the way up here past Winona. I think they go almost up to the Twin Cities, usually in the fall.
Mm.
And there are a number of special trips in the fall because it's just so stunning. And we're just getting into that best time now. Probably the next couple weekends are going to be, the
prime.
Yeah.
Prime time.
Except if the weather holds.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And yeah, you can grab off a bunch of apples, too, along the way.
There's a lot of good I could go on for days. In fact, I do, but I love apples, and I'm always going through the succession of apples as different types ripen, and I have some chestnut crabs and ginger goals on my desk right now. But there are a lot of orchards in Galesville, Wisconsin, La Crescent, Minnesota, Gaze Mills, Wisconsin, around Lake Pepin in Lake City, Maiden Rock, Stockholm. And a lot of those places have cider, and they have things for kids to do and pick your own. And
That's half the fun for me. When I go, we go to look at the scenery and the sights, but it's always fun to stop at those orchards.
Oh, yeah, I'm always in there picking up apples. I end up with so many apples in my refrigerator by the end of October, and I start making. And I'll tell you, an apple black walnut pies are about as good as they can get. If you can find some black walnuts, or if you have the ambition to actually crack some yourself, that's one.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, yeah.
Sue in Jefferson, thanks for calling. Hi.
My call. I lived 38 years in the Quad Cities, where our beautiful river runs east to west. And back in the spring of 1992, we celebrated the first anniversary of riverboat gambling. And on that particular morning, I was on the Mississippi Belle, and two other riverboats joined us under the bridge, and it was just a spectacular celebration and a really nice historical moment for me to remember.
Oh, thank you for calling. We're getting lots of great memories here, and lots of, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It makes me want to. Well, my friends are going to show up tonight, so I'll have to show them around tomorrow. I'm getting ideas for that, so
yeah,
it won't be long.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
Bill in Lansing, Michigan. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, I'm actually down here in Lansing, Iowa.
I knew that. The minute I said Lansing, Michigan, I thought, that's Lansing, Iowa.
It was named after Lansing, Michigan, though, actually.
Was it named after Lansing, Michigan?
From Lansing, Michigan, moved there and named it that. I understand.
Well, that's not why Bill called. I'm pretty sure. Bill, are you there?
No, I'm actually down. I'm down here in Lansing, working as we speak, working on my 1967 Whitcraft houseboat, which I've neglected, and I've decided this summer I'm going to get the roof on and stop all the leaks. And my wife and another couple are going to join me up here this Saturday, and we're going to cruise to La Crosse and back Sunday, Monday. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That'll be
it's
great.
It's a simple trip. We're going to stay at a hotel up there, and, you know, I think we're going to stay at the Kattegat Marina. And I understand on Monday morning, both the American Queen and the Queen of the Mississippi are going to be at Riverside Park, and we may get to cruise back with them on the way back to Lansing.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
That'll be great. Stay out of their way, Bill. Don't get too close.
Don't get too close.
I didn't know that. I might have to go down there and have a look at them. I always enjoy seeing those boats.
I think the American Queen's gone by Lansing a few times this year, and it's just unbelievable, you know. I miss the Delta Queen, but it's not bad. It's amazing to see it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, thank you.
It's fun to watch them. They have to drop their chimneys in their wheelhouse at the bridges, and it's fun to watch them bring them down and then bring them back up once they clear.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking for the Julia Bell Swain, and I shouldn't have a favorite, but that actually is my favorite, and that's been docked.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah,
yeah, and they're getting that back out on the river here soon, and that's a beauty, and it has a working paddle wheel, and it has old steam engines. It might be the only one that really has all that old mechanical stuff on there in working order, and it's wonderful, and it breathes.
John Hartford used to pilot that boat.
Yeah, John Hartford for a long time was piloted. Yeah, the Julia. Yeah.
If you've got a nice overlook there, haven't you? The river overlook at Lansing, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. Mount Hosmer has got two overlooks. There's one about two thirds on the way up, and one at the top. And I was actually married up there.
Oh, cool.
My wife Kate.
Yeah. Yeah, I was up there during fish days. And drove up there and was watching the river.
Oh, it's a beautiful park.
Yeah.
And it's a great view. I don't think I ever saw so many people on the river. There was so much pent-up demand after the flood finally went down in July that people just headed for the river so fast. It was something.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoyed the show and the magazine, too.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much for calling. What's the latest issue, I really like the September-October issue. You've got lots of stuff in it, but just give people an idea of the range of stories that you've got in here.
Yeah, well, we cover everything that has to do with the river. So we have a thing about reality TV shows that have featured river rats this year and at least one new one that's going to start very soon. We talk about the recovery of mussels, endangered mussel species that are coming back. We talk about a carp processing enterprise in Wabasha that was started by a couple from Australia that are trying to market more carp. And then we had a feature on that stretch of river from La Crosse to Lansing, which is near and dear to me. I lived in Brownsville, Minnesota for a while, up on the ridge, actually, above Brownsville. And we have a review of a cookbook. I mean, we have...
And I think a restaurant review, too, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there? A tapas place.
Yeah, yeah. And then we have...
a little history.
Yeah. History, the War of 1812. Several battles in the War of 1812 were fought on the Mississippi at Prairie du Chien and in the Quad Cities. So people ask me what it's about, and I just say anything that has to do with the river, because all these things affect the other things. And we've even broadened out a little more to include more of the Driftless area too, and the tributaries. So we're trying to do a little more because all those things affect each other. The history affects us now, and the environment affects the recreation, and the recreation affects the development, and it's all connected. And we try to show that, you know, in the magazine.
George in La Crosse, thanks a lot for calling. Hi.
Hello. Yes, I used to live in La Crosse, and we used to take our family out camping around there. One year, actually, we went up to Hudson, and we kayaked all the way down towards La Crosse area. We got as far as we could, you know, because the kids were young and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a wonderful time. It was right before fall kicked in, so there was a little bit of colors. When we got down to our final landing place, we skinny dipped the rest of the way, and
I had a good time from the sound of it. Oh, man. Jeff in La Crosse, your turn. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, a while back I read a book, I think it was The History of the Mississippi from the Beginning of Time, and it told about the glacier melt and how the river was cut through the crust of the earth, I guess. And when you get up on top of Brady's Bluff, it's really cool to stand there, and you really get that sense of a huge gorge cut through the crust of the earth. And it's just awesome, actually, in my book.
Yeah, yeah. When the glaciers were melting, the water came almost up to the top of the bluff, so it was about 400 feet higher than it is now. And the river bottom and places like Winona and a lot of towns are really just sandbars. They're sitting on gravel and sand that in places go down 400 feet deep. So that river at that time was probably 800 feet deep or more. And now the deep parts of the river, you know, 20 feet is considered pretty deep.
Yeah.
But when you're on the bluff tops, that's a good point, Jeff, because when you're looking at that valley, imagine 800 feet of water going through there. And Brady's Bluff in that area around Trempealeau was an island, you know, that's Trempealeau Mountain still is an island, but the rest of that bluff was all an island too because the water was going around both sides of there. And, it's fun to imagine. And back then there were mammoths, woolly mammoths, and mastodons and all of that.
Respect.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really cool. Thank you very much, Jeff, for calling. Appreciate your call very much. In terms of, now, tell us your website. In fact, I think I've got I'm sure I have a link on my Facebook page. But tell people how they can get... subscription.
Okay, well, they can call us at 1-800-303-8201, or they can go to our website, which is bigrivermagazine.com, and check out that travel map, too, because you can use that on a smartphone or an iPad or whatever. Bring it with you and check out some places, because for these overlooks, we've got some good boat landings and even canoe paddle trails, too, at boat landings, and those are marked by little anchors. And because it's on a Google map, you can blow it up so much that we try to get those arrows to point right at the parking lot. So you can navigate right to where you're going to park your car and get your boat off the hood. So,
It's bigrivermagazine.com online, but what's that number again? It's 800 phone number, right?
Yeah, it's 1-800-303-8201.
1-800-303-8201?
Yes.
And, I mean, 22 years now?
Well, with this next issue, it'll be 22 full years, yeah.
Did you ever think, Reggie, it was going to be that 22 years?
No, and if I had been a business person instead of a journalist, I'm not sure that I would have jumped into this with both feet the way I did. But 22 years is a long time for a publication.
Oh, it is. But it goes by in a blink. And Reggie, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you, Larry. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Reggie McLeod, a really fun magazine. It's Big River Magazine. The September-October issue out right now. You're going to enjoy it, I'm sure. Thank you for listening. Shirley Bauman comes by tomorrow to talk with us about the value and popularity of a variety of those antiques. Stay with us.